Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. I, of course, am G-Money, here on another lovely Tuesday evening right here in the heart of Wailuku Town on the beautiful island of Maui in the great state of Hawaii. We are here tonight to talk about all things nerd culture. And while I do that, let me introduce the nerd crew, shall I? Of course, joining us this evening, here's this guy. He is the producer seducer. There's nothing sexy about him, and last week we gave him a new name. No. I can't remember what it was. I can't, for the life of me, it was some, I forget. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm round of applause to Kai Kai. Can we stop looking at your guns and look at your face? What's wrong with you?
No. A lot of things. Besides, I'm busy playing League.
Oh, my gosh. Also joining us this evening.
Watch me drink a cup of milk.
Ugh, gross. He is...
Screw you.
Our gaming guru. He is also a master of card tricks and pigeon magic. Say what's up to the man we call Format. And oh, by the way, he's also our man in black, before I forget as well.
Hey, America.
Big shout out to What's Up Man 88. He's saying, what's up, man? He's watching us on Twitch.
What's up, man 88?
He's watching us on
Twitch. Did you know that Jotaro dies in part 6?
Hey, don't ruin it for him. All right.
What?
Oh. Also, joining us this evening, boys and girls.
You're welcome, Kai.
This guy right here. He's for the boys. He's with the boys. He's all about the boys. He is the godfather of comic books.
You're right.
The chairman of the comic book board and the sinister minister of Maui Comic Con. He is also the self-proclaimed comic master. Let's hear it for the freaky one, the deaky one, the doggone leaky one. It's Dr. Leaks, Alika, in the house.
Yo, man.
I know that he loves me anyway. Anyway,
what's up?
Who is
in the things?
Oh, what's up in the things? Apparently, he didn't know what you told him. Anyway, also joining us tonight. Unfortunately, for some reason, I can't get him in to the chat. He can't get him into the show. He's having an issue with his phone right now because he's supposed to be live with us. I don't know what's going on, but because he is here in spirit and because I'm trying to wait for him to connect his microphone, I'm going to introduce him anyway. No, wrong guy.
Oh, yes. Hello, Ronald. I see the audio difficulties from last week and carried over.
I just like messing with people. Anyway, he is our Dark Knight. He is also the man who is our horror aficionado, who goes around Maui County in a cape.
He's also the guy with the longest intro.
And a utility belt, nothing else. He is a man that on Valentine's Day, he had foregone Valentine's Day to help fight crime. He's the only man that I also know that on Valentine's Day had a heart-shaped pizza, so good for him. Ladies and gentlemen, please show some reverence and say hello to our Dark Knight, Gannon!
Pizza sounds so good right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean Gannon. What I meant was Twiggle Nuts Davis. Twiggle Nuts Davis is a much better. I don't know why he wanted me to call him that, but
he's actually at my house right now.
Is he really?
Is he related to Viola Davis?
Twiggle Nuts Davis? He could be.
That's
Oh, there! No wonder he's not home. That's the biggest problem. Okay, now we know why.
He was trying to get on the show on his phone.
What's up, man? Says G-Money got a fire mic. Dog, when I'm the host of the show, my mic's always fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there he is.
Holy cow, look. It's Twiggle Nuts, ladies and gentlemen. Twiggle Nuts is in the house.
Twiggle Nuts is on the Maui Comics. That's crazy.
Hey, listen, why don't you hurry up and get the hell home so we can have a show? We need your opinion.
Don't you know there are COVID restrictions?
And secondly, COVID restrictions. Where's your mask, guy? Oh, Oh, I see.
None of us are wearing here. Well, I live here. We're all breathing on each other.
We're all in trouble. All right, we're all in trouble. All right, well, hurry up and get the hell home so you can jump on, you crazy bastard. Anyway.
Little tour of Alika's house.
How can you be dark ranking if you don't have your mask on?
That's true. Yeah. How true. Well, listen, Alika. Now that the distraction is gone, let's talk about a couple of things. First off, I want to tell you something that on the bottom of all your guys' screens, if you're watching us live, all of our social medias is on there, from Facebook to Twitter to Instagram. And, of course, you can chat with us live, and we'll put it up on screen on Twitch, on YouTube, and on Facebook. On Twitch, it is, of course, NerdWatch808. On YouTube, it's NerdWatch Nation. And on Facebook, it's @_NerdWatch.
Underscore?
Yeah, I believe it is. No, it's just Facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. No, it's just Facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Anyway.
You're sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, before we get started with all the official fun news, every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday. Right all across the country. New comic books in the time of COVID.
All of it.
All of them. Every single country. Every single country has comics.
Mm-hmm. The comics. New comics.
Yep. That's how it works. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the man who has comics all over his face. Because he is the owner and proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles. And he knows comics like I know movies. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's find out what's new this week in the world
over the face
of comic books.
And, I take that as an insult because you don't know jack about movies.
Oh, forget you, pal. It's my specialty, you piece of garbage.
Well, gee, thanks. Garbage.
Specialty in that... you know, when you have to go to like special schooling because you're a little behind everyone else.
Oh, that makes sense.
He's remedial.
Ooh, remedial would be that step ahead.
All right. Okay, can you do the comic list?
Go for it.
You
man.
Know what?
I hope you do. Excited.
You know
I'm
what?
Excited for this comic book list.
Screw it, it's over. Let's not worry about it. Anyway, just kidding. Let's go.
I'm going.
Let's go.
Abbott, 1973, number 2.
Hey, Abbott!
Not that Abbott. Black Widow, number 5. Captain America, number 27.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy, number 11.
Still guarding.
Yeah. Iron Man, number 2 of 6.
Interesting.
King in Black, number 4 of 5.
Ooh.
King in Black, Planet of Symbiotes, number 2 of 3.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Still kinging it.
Miles Morales, Spider-Man, number 23.
Mm-hmm.
MODOK, Head Games, number 3 of 4.
MODOK.
MODOK.
This is fun, right? This one, Second Coming, Only Begotten Son, number 2.
That's the one that Todd was into, wasn't he?
I was into that.
Oh, you were into that.
It's sacrilegious.
Is that the Jesus book?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's what it is. That's why. He likes all that sacrilegious stuff. Got it. Okay.
Love it.
You're going to hell.
What did you just say to me? I'll see you there.
You heard me, heathen. You heard me.
I'll see you there. You and your mother. Savage Avengers number 18.
Savage Avengers, nice.
Why are they so savage? Do we know?
That's the prehistoric team, right?
Yes. It's a more savage team. There's Conan. Obviously, the reason they picked Savage is because Conan's on the team.
How about Doc Savage?
No, not that.
Savage Dragon?
Oh, no. No, not the Savage Dragon.
Okay. Just asking.
You got any more bad guesses?
No, I'll make better guesses later.
Stranger Things D&D crossover number 4.
They actually did a D&D game? Why is that in the comic list?
No, it's not a game. It's a
Why
comic
is
game.
You?
Oh, it's an actual comic D&D. Book.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, cool.
Thor, number 12. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin, number 2, finally coming out.
That took a while from the last one.
Yeah.
It's the last one.
Walking Dead Deluxe, number 9.
Is that the colored version?
Because the original Walking Dead's black and white, obviously, and
right.
They did
Walking Phoenix.
Yes, Joaquin Phoenix is doing all the coloring.
Yes.
That's why it's taking so long. That's not what he does for
plus,
a living.
Plus, he's always high on drugs, isn't he?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay, great. Was he doing it? Is he drawing those comics in the Viper Room? Or
I'm not an advanced movieologist like you, Greg. So.
Okay, that's right. You're not a movieologist. I'm going to call myself that from now on.
X-Men.
An advanced movieologist, no less.
Yeah.
X-Men Legend, number 1. So that's... It's kind of like a harkening back to the Jim Lee era X-Men, I think. Back to the 90s. It's trying to capture that lightning in a bottle. But
is that Hickman or...
No, it's just its own thing. It's kind of like a nostalgia thing, it looks like.
Chris Claremont? No?
No Chris Claremont. Yeah. Chris Claremont did do... a special Marvel General issue. But I don't know if he's doing any X-Men.
Well, don't talk to me about X-Men if Chris Claremont's not about it, so.
All right.
Jesus.
I don't know why you're being so
aggressive. This guy.
All right, well, that's...
No stuff.
So these comics are not going to be here this week. They're coming next week because I skip over each week to save on shipping.
Nice.
So, sorry, guys, but they'll be here next week. Oh, I've got a DC list, too. And these actually are here on Island.
Sick.
I've got Batman Black and White, number 3 of 6. That's out. Let's see. Harley Quinn, The White Knight with Sean Murphy. That's issue 5 of 6 is out.
Is that an offshoot of the series, or is that part of the series?
Yeah, it takes place in the Sean Murphy White Knight universe.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a few books that took place in that
Batman
universe.
Batman Black and White book, is that in color?
Actually, that's a good question. I never opened the interior to find out. Who knows? I think I can check right now.
Yeah, check it right now, because if it is, I want one, because that's a collector's item.
Oh, you think this is an error print?
Oh, it's in black and white. Well, forget it.
Well, it's called Batman Black and White.
I did want one if it was in color, but since it's not.
Hey, you can still get it and have Todd color it in for you.
Mm.
We've also got some of the new DC Young Adult graphic novel. This Ooh. One is Nubia, the real one.
Young Adult, that means nice. It's...
Is she a hero, or what is she?
She's a hero, but this is kind of like a young Nubia origin story. Everybody knows that Nubia is one of the main protagonists with Wonder Woman. She's one of the strongest Amazonians.
What's
and,
her name?
That
Nubia. Nubia.
I was like, Nudie? That's on the nose name.
Someone's
But they're actually a decent sized book. These are actually pretty intriguing, so. Might
awesome.
Start reading them. And then we've also got Future State Superman, House of L. That's a one-shot.
Is this the Chain Daddy Superman?
It's not the Chain Daddy Superman. Maybe he shows up to the family reunion. I don't know.
Question.
Oh, gotcha.
When do we get to see Chain Daddy Superman?
He's appeared already. He has his own book.
So I have a question.
Yeah, I thought this was that book. That's why I was asking.
No, this one is looks kind of like, I don't know, Sean Connery as Superman for some reason.
Sean Connery.
Question. Not that it matters, but does the chainmail actually touch Superman's Johnson? Because I would figure even though he is the Man of Steel, wouldn't it hurt and like chafe?
I think we already established that he doesn't have human genitals. It's like a cloacaless key.
So then question.
Accurate.
How does he have a child with Lois Lane? I mean, what, how,
Yeah, G, what a great question. How does somebody from a master race of people who learned how to propagate themselves via DNA genetic engineering, it's like, how would he
did
possibly?
Did he like, possibly wave, did he wave his hands over her?
You fucking idiot. Shut up.
Hey, calm down, Ray.
And also, now, are you... Hey, is your quest for knowledge satisfied, G?
It's a little bit. I want to know more later.
All right. Well, I'll let you know a little later. All right, then.
Thank you. Let me know.
Generations Forge number one, which is, you know, it's kind of like part of that 5G thing that was supposed to happen. So
when they happen, so
it kind of happened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it generation what?
Forged.
Generations Forge.
Oh, Forge. Oh, okay. I didn't hear what that word was, but yeah, it makes sense now.
Yeah, it's not, so, it's a good looking it's a good looking comment. It's a good looking comic.
Those are those are the DC books this week. Nice. But yeah, don't ask me any more comic questions, G. Because you're a moron.
Listen, I didn't say Cloaca, you did. So.
But as an advanced movie, what was the term?
Movieologist.
Movieologist.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was. But yeah. Anyway, boys and girls, if you're craving comic books this week, it's the guy to get it from is Alika from Maui Comics and Collectibles. If you want to know what Superman's genitalia looks like in 2021. Just ask Alika next time you pick up your pulls from Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Right before they died, Siegel and Schuster actually they drew a picture of Superman's junk, and nobody's ever seen it until
fair.
Now.
That's fair.
It makes sense now. It all makes sense now. Right.
If you want,
basically, it looks like a miniature Sarlacc pig.
Ew, that's so gross.
If you want Superman's junk in your pool, that's Maui Comics and Collectibles.
And Collectibles.
So make sure.
Cloakables. So it's an innie.
It's Maui Comics and Cloakables. I'll take it. Check him out on Facebook at Maui Comics and Collectibles and on Instagram at Maui Comics. Of course, he not only sells the Marvels and the DCs, he also does sell local independent comics that you definitely want to take a look at from great talents here, right here in the islands, as a matter of fact. So one of our good, by the way, one of our good friends is back on the island, and he also has a great comic called Gamadites, and Kaimani Yamada, who is making his pilgrimage back home to Maui. I just want to send a big shout out to him and let him know
I'm just in a better mood knowing that dude's on Maui, man.
Yeah, he's cool.
Right?
We like Kaimani Yamada. Dude. By the way, I just want everybody to know that the logo that does appear on your screen is courtesy of Kaimana Yamada.
Well, yeah, that's Kai's design. I keep forgetting that. That and is even the, in the background of all of the drawing of us, that's Kaimana Yamada.
That's also Kaimana Yamada as well. Not only is a comic book artist, he's also a tattoo artist as well. So if you find yourself...
By the way...
traveling one, apparently.
Yeah. We were having... I was talking with a customer in the store the other day, and they were kind of like nerding out with me. We were like... I was showing him Kaimana's book, Gamma Dice. And he did an alternate cover for the Maui Comic Con.
Yeah.
And the cover is a bunch of like zombies walking through Maui Comic Con at Maui Community College. So we were kind of like nerding out on that because he also did an alternate cover for The Hexing, which is Mike McGarvey's book. It's kind of like a local horror book, but he did like an EC tribute cover with a decapitated, you know, woman's head and like the murderer was holding it and stuff.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of, He's got some pretty sick stuff out there, man.
He's a talented son of a gun. And if you don't know who Kaimani Yamada is, you can actually look him up on Facebook. You can look up. You can also read his comic. He's back on the island of Maui, and we've got
Gamma Dice and the Kaimana Yamada variant of the Hexing both at Maui Comics right now.
It's safe to say that we here at the Nerd Watch support local, especially local artists in the time of COVID. COVID. So make sure that you do your part as well. If you want to read interesting comics other than Superman's and the Iron Man's and the Captain America's, some of the most creative and fun comics right now are coming out of Hawaii, and Kaimana Yamada is part of that group.
And while we're on the topic of local comics, Chris Carvalho of Mana Comics has been posting some interesting stuff. I guess he's doing like a new spinoff team. We're all familiar with the Amakua Guardians,
which are like the Hawaiian
Avengers. But he's working on a new team of heroes called the Anui Nui Guardians. I'm not sure what that team is. Warriors, Anui Nui Warriors.
Oh, that's a good name.
Which is basically Rainbow Warriors. But there's the concept art for that has been pretty incredible. So kind of excited for that.
I think Guardians is off limits now that we have the Space Force, right? Can't use the word Guardians anymore. Because Space Force, yeah, they're Guardians. So
yeah, they're all this new book of his is going to go.
Yeah.
Like, is this going to be another Earth-based team, or is this going to
be I don't know too much about it. I'm going to guess because it's probably tied somewhat to Hawaiian spirituality. But it may have a cosmic element to it too. Who knows? I've only really seen the comic sketches, but they look great.
Well, those are some talented sons of guns at the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. So if you are ever interested, and you should be, check out Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. Guys like Chris Carvalho.
How come you're not as talented, G?
Well, you see, I'm talented in other areas other than drawings. But listen. If Todd Bernardi could get into the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance, so could I. Anyway,
don't be so sure of yourself.
One of our very own nerd watchers, by the way, Todd Bernardi, talented guy, Kukui Project, Disco Thunder Groove Bone, that guy. Yeah.
We also have Kukui Project and Mohawk Thunder and Disco Thunder Groove Bone. Available at Maui Comics.
Yeah,
because we love local comics.
We do love local comics, and if you ever want to read a comic book from a creator / writer / artist who is full of white guilt, there's no one like Todd Bernardi.
Todd does not feel any guilt for anything.
Hey, shut up. I'm just messing with you. All right. He's a good cat. I like Todd.
Wasn't he on the Nerdwatch last week wearing a dashiki?
I think you're right. Anyway, boys and girls, support local. We just want to say a big shout out to Kaimana Yamada. Check him out. He's a cool cat.
African medallion.
I have to say when I was in I'll never forget myself in Honolulu picking up one of the African medallions at a swap meet at the Aloha Stadium, and actually wearing it out when I back in the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you also rocking some cross colors?
I was rocking cross colors. I wanted to be cool, man.
It's hard to get past those vests. Those vests are very comfortable.
Those vests are very comfortable. Yeah, I can't fit in them anymore. But anyway, let's get right to it, shall we? More stuff to talk about. First of all, big news to talk about. Episode 6 of WandaVision hit us this past Friday. And now, boys... what did you guys think overall? What was your feeling about this? We got two more left. It is kind of building up, I think, to hopefully a big finale. I do have some questions after you guys go over how you feel about this episode, and I want to know what you guys think, if it's true or not. So, Alika, we'll start with you because you look so excited to talk about it.
You really should put spoilers on this because we're
all right,
talking about the last week's episode.
All right, I will put spoilers ahead for
just
you.
So people know.
All right, got it.
Hey guys, we're going to do spoilers.
thanks, Format.
Right, let me think
of that. Glad I could help.
I really enjoyed it. Obviously, I appreciate that the story is actually progressing. And, you know, the first three episodes, obviously, people were like, is this the whole show? It's just sitcom episodes. And people are starting to get like, you know, but everything that happened in those episodes are important to what's happening in these episodes. And, mm-hmm. I don't know. I've just been really enjoying the series and this last episode. Obviously, you know, I'm a sitcom lover, so all the sitcom tropes are like, I just love them to death.
I got to tell you something. You know, Alika, sorry to interrupt you, but I have been, not WandaVision in particular, but because of COVID, I have been watching a lot of sitcoms. I'm going to tell you something. Sitcoms are not good per se, but there's
They're garbage, man. But the laugh track and the feeling that you're watching and the fact that they happen on network television, which is the majority of people at one time in history used to watch that together.
Yeah. It's not,
I mean, you can't really get that feeling anymore.
Yeah, sitcoms
to me don't exist. Like the new sitcoms,
I agree.
They try to capture that feeling. Like, you know, some of them come close, but they just don't get that feeling that you would have like watching Murphy Brown on ABC. It's like
CBS.
Do I really PBS?
What? CBS. That was on CBS.
CBS Murphy Brown. But that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, TGIF and SNCC and things like that. You felt like you were part of something watching with people, even if it was mediocre at best. It was, you know, that's a part of television culture that's actually just, I think this could be like a gravestone marker for it, you know? It's just the kind of TV that doesn't happen anymore. And I'm so nostalgic for it. So obviously I love that part of the show, and I love the deeper part that is what's going on. We're all curious what's going on. We all have our theories based on things that have happened in the show. Mm-hmm. But you know, a lot of mine are just like loose speculation and don't really have, if it turns out true or not, it doesn't really have any bearing on my enjoyment of the show. I really enjoy being with these characters again. I like, you know, I like the mind games they're playing with us. It's all fun.
Do you think that, I mean, as far as this goes, it's kind of weaving itself into the cinematic universe with, but still kind of having its own identity. Do you think that it's just going to, I mean, by the last episode, we got two more left. Do you think they're going to fully immerse themselves in the cinematic universe or in that realm?
I mean, that's a weird question just because I feel like it's just so of the cinematic universe that it doesn't feel separate to me. This feels like Disney MCU. You know, the cinematic stuff is just like taking a detour through TV land. And it's even more pronounced, the fact that they're, of course, running through all of the sitcom tropes. They're like, hey, we're a movie in TV for some reason.
Right.
And I think that extra layer of, you know, I don't think that's lost on people either. So I mean, I don't think your question is the right question, because it is part of the MCU and it's so inextricably movie-like. I think the quality and the, you know, the craft of the story is, it's all, it doesn't seem like a TV show to me, even though they're running through the sitcom stuff.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's interesting that what did you guys think, format? What was your thoughts about episode six?
I thought it was good. It's just more of the same, really. A few more questions surfaced, but there was a lot of stuff that, I mean, they don't really answer anything. They just kind of like drop hints on things and then they move on to other questions. And you're just
what? They do that. I think that's a fair assessment. I guess, but
overall, like I enjoyed the episode itself and the way things are, I guess, unraveling. Would be the correct term to use.
Yeah, I agree with that. Let's get into a little bit of the theories that are out there. And my favorite one right now is a theory floating around the interwebs. I don't know if you've heard of them, the interwebs. But the theory is that John Krasinski is being introduced in WandaVision. And he just might be Reed Richards. What do you think?
I've heard that too. I've heard that that might be who Monica's person is.
Right.
That she's trying to get in contact with.
Right.
I also heard that it might be Rhodey.
Hmm.
And I also heard that it might be Sue Storm. So not necessarily Ooh. Reed, but Sue instead.
I think John Krasinski could probably pull off being Reed Richards, don't you?
Well, he was a fan casting like a while back when.
Well, he fan casted himself.
Oh, that's yeah. He kind of did. He did. He actually kind of did. You know what? He actually.
A lot of people jumped on it, and yeah. Like, I think even Boss Logic went and mocked up Krasinski as Reed Richards.
Yeah, I mean John. This wasn't John's first attempt at getting into Marvel. Matter of fact, he actually tried out. I mean, he actually tried out for Captain America. So I don't know if you guys.
Yeah, but he
that.
Sucked. So.
Oh, did he? I never got to see.
Oh, yeah, you didn't see? Yeah.
No.
He was too stuck in gym mode, and so every time they would toss lines to him, he'd just look at the camera and smirk, and then he'd...
Shut up. You were
like, what?
Are you serious?
What's the line?
Shut up. But I got to tell you, overall, WandaVision is shaping up to be probably one of the best programs on Disney Plus. And
on TV in general.
Yeah, you know what? That's a fair point. I think in TV in general, I think you might be right. I think WandaVision is shaping up to be a unique entry in television, period. And you know, the only thing that even, dare I say, grounds it is the fact that it's a Marvel based television program. So some of the people are very familiar from, of course, from Vision and Scarlet Witch and things of that nature. But like you said, this is a very off-the-wall program that I think is really working. And it does it in such a
That's
way
great.
That it's very enjoyable. And I think people are really really gravitating to it.
It has a little bit of everything for a little, you know, for everybody. Yeah, it's got all of the unanswered bits for like all the guys that like to craft theories. It's got you know, the fun hokeyness of the sitcom style television that, you know, everybody can pretty much, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
everybody
no, you're knows right. that. Absolutely.
Everyone's comfortable with that because they know it so much. And then it's got like intrigue and mystery and all that other stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Joel in the chat says, G didn't cancel your Disney Plus subscription. As we all know, we might as well just talk about it while we're in the midst of talking about Disney Plus. No, I did not cancel it because I bought the 3-year, before it came out, I bought that 3-year special. So I can't cancel it yet. So I have it for 3 years because I purchased it for 3 years.
So there's no way for you to support your girl, right?
I can't support Gina Carano at all. But as you all know, Gina Carano was ceremoniously or unceremoniously fired from
I'm pretty sure they blew like a kazoo or something.
Gina Carano was fired as Cara Dune. There are already talks with her being replaced by other actors, and so they're already just like,
it's an Asian.
What's that?
I hope it's an Asian.
I hope
they replace her with an Asian.
So you know, they have. It's very interesting. There has been calls, of course, because of this whole ridiculousness. There have been calls, and it trend on Twitter. You know, cancel Disney Plus and things of that nature.
But I bought the 3-year plan.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like, but I bought the 3-year plan. Joel says he has.
I bought a 3-year plan.
Yeah.
On the assumption that Gina Carano was not a dumbass.
Hey, knock it off. Joel has a replacement in the chat, and he says maybe Amy Schumer.
No.
The replacement.
That's Cara Dune. I don't know if I can see that.
No. Well, the fan casting of Xena. They want Xena.
Yeah, the fan casting is Xena Warrior Princess.
Right. Lucy Lawless.
Lucy Lawless.
That would be ideal. I'm trying to picture Amy Schumer as Cara Dune.
that's just dumb.
That is awful. That's bloody.
That's
awful.
Great.
That's left field. You know what I mean? Like, nobody would see that one coming.
No, it's true. You're right.
There is not enough DC Disney Plus shows about shock troopers talking about their periods.
Right? That's what I'm saying, man.
Anyway.
This could be their chance, their opportunity. This could be it.
Since we just finished up talking about, of course, Disney Plus and the whole thing with Gina Carano and WandaVision, let's step into some.
Is that it for WandaVision?
That's pretty
no
much.
No one else
it.
Had a take. Like, I didn't hear anything from Kai.
He's too busy playing League of Legends. I don't know if you can see on the screen. Kai, did you want to chime in? Did you want to chime in on WandaVision before we move on?
Always remember to turn off the freaking voice cast shit on it. Okay. I will admit what Format said. Having the audio stuff to whatever it's called to explain certain things was interesting.
Scripted audio.
Cool. It kind of gets annoying when
I'll turn that off when I'm done.
Yeah, I don't need to have the explanation of Carr's emotional feelings. But yeah, I enjoyed it. The fact that they had Pietro said it says that Pietro from the X-Men franchise. So I was like, okay, that's kind of cool.
Well, you know, that's good. So you're liking it though.
I'm liking it. I just want to see where this leads up to, because I want to know what Darcy found in the files. What is the director has? And I keep thinking it's AIM. It's all AIM. There's so much, that
would be fun. That would be fun just because AIM is run by MODOK, so
we get MODOK.
Yeah.
But the new animated series looks hilarious. I don't know if any of you guys watched any of the pilot footage or whatever from the MODOK. It's like a stop motion.
In the MCU, isn't Advanced Idea Mechanics owned by Justin Hammer?
Oh, shoot, is it?
Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm thinking. I don't know.
I think you might be right. Yeah.
MODOK is just, I can't, like, they're doing the animated and they're doing, like, you know, fun stuff with them, but imagining like a live action MODOK is deeply unsettling to me.
It's a flowing baby head.
A gigantic face with arms and legs. It's kind of like the first time
if he was hovering in the air.
Yeah. Oh, see, now I don't need that. Yeah. Well, it doesn't help that I see the hexagons everywhere. Even in the director's office, there's hexagons in there. It's like,
they're monitoring the hex. Like, what did you
expect? Okay. It's everywhere. It's even in the office.
But it's the thing they're focused on.
Yeah.
The hex.
I'm going insane, okay? Twice into it, and I see like twice, and I forgot to initiate my fucking attack. Wow. Now someone call off guard. Silence. Boom.
Well, with WandaVision wrapping up for this season, they have two more episodes, and it looks like we are shaping up to be an incredibly fun finale to this program, and I hope everybody's tuning in and watching it.
I'm a little worried that because we only have two more episodes, so
yes, sir.
It's like
two left.
That's
I've been seeing all these memes have been saying 3 1-hour episodes.
What?
Yeah, what's all that?
I thought it was eight episodes was it. That was the goal.
I heard that there was like a mysterious extra episode, but that was the result.
If you look at social media right now, the main meme is saying there are 3 1-hour long episodes left from after episode 6.
Wow.
And that's what confused me.
Wow! So there could be a a ninth episode. Is that what you're saying?
My question is: did enough people work on WandaVision to make the credits last 2/3 of 1 hour?
I'm pretty sure they did. Pretty sure they did.
All right, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they gotta throw it to the team that shot all those scenes in Tibet, and then and then of course the Thailand street team.
They'll fit the Chinese team.
Yeah, Seriously. Well, listen, before we move on to other news, I do want to broach another subject that has
broach. I know that's a word.
It's a word. I want to broach another subject before we move on to the other nerd news, because I think this is more of an intervention. What I want to talk about also tonight is Alika's Pokemon Happy Meal obsession before we move on any further. So there it is up on screen.
Gotta catch them all.
Keep
them out of the hands of them kids.
Yeah, so Alika.
Those damn kids.
Before we move on to other news, I wanted to talk about this a bit. Because according to you, you have bought you've bought 22 Happy Meals ever since the Pokemon Happy Meal.
Like in a come sitting?
Out. Is that
like
is
you
that,
just sat in the drive thru for
no, like 20 Happy Meals? The most I buy at a time, I'll buy 4 at a time.
Oh, okay.
Just not, 4?
Like, yeah, 4. Usually I buy 4. One time I bought 2, so that's why I have.
Okay.
That's understandable. Like the way it sounded, the way G was making it sound was like you sat there in the drive-through and was like, give me my 40 no, Happy Meals.
No, just 22. No.
There have been people like that, by the way, just letting you know.
Can't imagine that. Like now that I know the actual number of your purchase, like I can understand that, though, because I know people that, like, they buy a Happy Meal every day. You know what I mean? At the end of the week, that's 7 down.
Can I ask what it is about this?
So wait, most of the food, just to let people know, it's the first time I punished myself and I made myself eat the food.
Oh, God forbid. Oh, heavens.
And then after that, I started asking for an extra bag, and then I would dump the food into the bag and I would give it to like a homeless person or somebody to
punish them. That was nice. Smart move.
But,
were the homeless people too good for the Pokemon Happy Meal? Is that what it was? That's why you put in another bag?
Them shit is mine.
Apparently so. What is so special? What is this hype?
This is a 25th anniversary set of Pokemon cards available only through McDonald's. I'm also going to give honorable mention to General Mills is right now in their cereals also have Pokemon cards. For the 25th anniversary, they have 3 packs.
That makes sense.
Buy out the General Mills.
3 packs of cereal. So the base set for the McDonald's one has 25 cards for the 25th anniversary. Okay. And then each of those cards has a foil variant. So when you get a Happy Meal, what you get is a little kit, and it opens up, and there's like stickers inside, and then there's a pack of 4 cards. 1 foil and 3 regular cards. So you're trying to get the 25 base set, and then the foil card, the Pikachu, is up to about $60 to $70 right now on eBay. So those are like the prize. That's the main foil card that everybody wants. And then there are Bulbasaur and Charmander foil cards that are worth like $20 a piece. The thing is, if you buy a Happy Meal, it's like $4.50 after tax.
Yeah.
These kits are selling, the kits that you get in the Happy Meal are selling for $10 on eBay. So it's like, that's why people are buying them up. I just like the fun of collecting. Like even when Monopoly is going on at McDonald's, I'll eat at McDonald's more just for the Monopoly pieces. Like McDonald's is really good at having
you're going to be like, I'm just a big fan of Chicken McNuggets.
I do enjoy Chicken McNuggets. I'm not going to lie. With honey mustard sauce, so please don't.
Who doesn't love that? Szechuan.
They don't have the Szechuan anymore.
I know the Szechuan sauce was good.
Szechuan.
All right, so essentially, you've gotten 22 of them. So have you collected the base Pokemon set?
Almost. I'm missing 2. I'm missing 2 from the base set, so I have 23 of the 25 base set. And then I have a bunch of foil, obviously, from those packs.
Do you have the one that matters most? Do you have the foil Pikachu? Yeah, wow, he's going to actually go get it.
Pikachu,
he's going to go get it.
Of course he's going to get it. He's going to pull it up. He's going to show it and all.
Whoa. Hang on. Keep it there.
Charizard again.
Wow. Look at that. Foil Pikachu. So you don't. So when you buy these Happy Meals, you're not buying them for your kids. You're buying them for yourself. Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm just curious. So what does that mean? Now, do you think they're going to go up in value? Is this what's happening right now?
This is what happened for a long while, Ray, for Pokemon.
The thing is, Pokemon is going up anyways right now. So this is perfect timing for McDonald's and for Pokemon in general, just as a marketing thing, just to sell Happy Meals and make money and whatever, because Pokemon is big business right now. They can't release a set without it selling out the second it drops. People are like punching each other over boxes in Walmart. They had to set on Oahu, they had to set a one box limit because people were getting so crazy, you know, actually like getting physical over Pokemon boxes and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's a big deal, you know. Collecting is like the poor man's stocks, you know. If you're the right kind of nerd, you can make money just by knowing what you know about nerdy stuff, which is like it always gave people with a smaller budget a chance to have one of those, you know, come ups, you know, buy low.
Oh, stuff, man. That's where GameStop.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I invested in GameStop.
Wait a minute. They did sell Pokemon. Never mind.
They did.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so with Pokemon does not. Now, is this a. Okay. Let me ask you this before we move on. Is this a regional thing? Is this just a Hawaii thing?
No. This is all over. Because Pokemon has been game. Opening packs now is becoming like a popular thing on YouTube where people watch people open packs and flip those cards.
Like on the TikToks and the.
Yeah, that too.
All right.
On all the social media and stuff.
The grams.
So ultimately,
whatever that grandma social media thing is.
So ultimately, this has been around since the early 1990s, and we're still obsessed with this. That's amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's amazing.
I don't know. Give it the Pokemon
Imagine
concert
if the Nerd
a try
Watch was
first.
Around since the early 1980s.
That's fair.
I want to see what people think about it after they see that Pokemon concert when it comes out with Post Malone, because that digital face he used was terrifying.
Well, it is interesting. Do you know how much longer this Happy Meal Pokemon is going to be happening?
It's going all month. That's why there's a lot of McDonald's that are running out of the prize packs, supposedly McDonald's is going to be keep on supplying for the entire month. So who knows if they're going to keep on going. I was able to buy some today. So
keep buying them out, peoples.
Yeah. So Pokemon is still available here on Maui and all over the country.
Erika, which of the two are you missing from the set?
They're fire types. I got to look. It's like number 10 and number 13, I think, are the two ones I'm missing.
Well,
Boogie Bagoom Boom and
that's my favorite Pokemon.
Bottom.
Are we talking about Finnegan and Torchic?
Yeah. I have Finnegan.
Why not?
Number 13.
I think I have Torchic.
That's what we're always talking about. Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah. I can look right now.
The Finnegans and the Dominicans. The Dominicans?
Yeah, well, which one do you have before we move on?
Yeah, it's number 10 and 13, whatever ones those are in the set.
The Dominicans.
Is that the one that you have, Kai?
I have to look.
I'll get back to you. Are we going to witness a possible trade?
A Pokemon
here?
Trade?
A Pokemon trade?
Ooh, I can't wait. Cannot wait.
I gotta see who I got.
Is that what we're witnessing
so
here?
So we might be witnessing. Anyway.
I'll trade you a foil. Not the Pikachu, obviously.
Oh, a foil. If you have 10 and 13, he'll get the Bulbasaur. Bulbasaur's good.
I heard Charizard. I'll take his Charizard. Wait, let me look what I got first. I'll get back to you.
I'll get back to us. Anyway.
I'll come around back
to
you.
Oh, man. That window's closing.
It's closing fast. Anyway, moving on. Another big news this week or this past week we didn't get to. Of course, the brand new Zack Snyder Justice League trailer hit our.
Oh, did that come out?
Yeah, not the movie itself, but the trailer did. And Zack is still kind of obsessed with the 4:3 aspect ratio.
I noticed that. What was up with that? Is that kind of like a hint to, hey, this is coming to TV?
Yeah, I don't
even
know.
Even though no TVs exist in that format anymore?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that is, but hey, listen, whatever, guy. Whatever floats your boat. I have to say that, of course, once again, the big reveal was seeing Joker at the very end of the trailer and his messy lipstick makeup.
Think after all this time he'd have learned to put his makeup on straight.
Or, I mean, if he was with Harley, Harley could have showed him how to do it right, you know? He figured. But
I don't think Harley is his makeup.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Justice League trailer, I thought it was, you know, once again, it's just a Justice League trailer. I just want to see this damn movie already and get it over with. But there is something that's making the rounds on the internet because of the new Justice League trailer. The quote, "We live in a society," has become the new hit on Twitter and all the social medias.
Again.
Yeah, so if you could, Alika and or Format, explain exactly what the hell is that in reference to?
The Joker movie.
Which one?
The Walking Dead Joker movie.
Oh, the one Joaquin Phoenix? Got it.
Yeah, what did I say?
You said something else. But we'll let it go.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah. Anyways, his movie was all about socialism or something.
No.
He was like, "Hey, societies."
I wasn't. I didn't make that connection. That's why I was asking you guys.
Really?
I didn't. No.
Because that's literally like the only connection there would be.
Didn't make that connection at all. Now the question is, will?
You know what that tells me? That tells me that Zack Snyder is not a very good movie maker.
Yeah, because I didn't catch it. But overall, I don't think it's anything.
I mean, if a theatricalist, what the hell did he call you?
Movieologist.
A movieologist?
Yeah.
If an advanced movieologist such as yourself couldn't pick up on the hint. That was in reference to the runaway hit Joker.
Yeah, I totally missed out on that. The question now is that does that mean that Joker is the same Joker? If that's the case, from the Joker movie,
it's possible, but I don't think that's the case.
You don't think that's the case?
Okay. I think the Joker from the Joker movie left his script laying about. And then the Jared Leto Joker came across it and was like, "Oh, these are good lines.
Those are good lines." Yeah. Well, you know,
we live in a society.
We have approximately 1 month until the release of the Justice League, the new Zack Snyder cut of the Justice League. To be quite honest, I'm sick of talking about it, and I just want to see it already. So not only are we getting Justice League in.
Well, I want to talk about it because I am fascinated. No, I don't really care.
Yeah. We're getting Kong versus Godzilla. We're getting Kong versus Godzilla and Justice League on HBO Max next month.
Gorilla versus Lizard?
Yeah, Gorilla versus Lizard. That's I cannot wait.
Gorilla versus Lizard 2021.
2021. That's going to be so cool. Anyway, new AKA Justice League. Did you see
Godzilla
anything?
Godzilla versus Kong.
Was there anything in the trailer you guys saw that floated your boat or anything exciting or new or anything that really... You know, Zack Snyder made a remark that this is not going to be a very funny Justice League. So it's going to be a very have a very serious tone to it.
Are we still on the Justice League? I thought we were moving on to Godzilla vs.
No. I just wanted to know if you guys saw anything in the trailer that you thought was anywhere remotely new. Did you see anything new in there that you thought was kind of cool or no?
There is a scene that has like a number of the Doomsday contingent, I guess. And for like a quick second, we got to see Granny Goodness. And I was like, oh, Granny Goodness, that means we might get Big Barda.
I was surprised that we got to see such an up-close look at Darkseid. Or was that not Darkseid? Was I mistaken?
No, apparently that's supposed to be Darkseid.
All right. Well, I was surprised we got such an up-close look at it in the trailer, but
I'm surprised he doesn't look that great.
but you know what? It's not that I'm not surprised. The reason why I'm not surprised is because if Zach didn't get a chance to finish, per se, I'm assuming that the effects were affected by that. So I don't think so. I don't mind it so much. I mean, not a big deal, but
I don't know. There's a lot of people that are saying like he didn't get to finish whatever, but like. He shot for apparently a 4-hour movie.
It's true.
And whatever we got in the theater the first time around was still a 2-hour movie.
It's true. That's a good point.
So there's a lot of stuff that he shot. I know there's a lot of people that said, like, oh, they only used like 20% of the footage that he used.
Yeah.
But, like,
it's true.
Only 20%, and we still got a 2-hour movie?
It's true.
Like, was this thing supposed to be a 6-hour, like...
Yeah, it's a 4-hour epic. The case,
well, screw you, buddy, for thinking I'm going to sit in a theater seat for 6 hours.
Yeah, hell no. Big shout-out to Chet77, who's watching us on Twitch. He says, Justice League will never match the Avengers. Those are...
The thing is, they could have, though.
Yeah.
If they really wanted the success that Marvel have cultivated, mm-hmm. they could have just followed that model.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
They were rushing it. They were rushing it so much. Like they were like, we need to get to the Justice League movie as quickly as possible.
Well, I think we ultimately found out why that was, is because the man who was running the studios at the time really wanted to fast track this, and that's why they only gave Zach 2 movies. They basically gave him Man of Steel, and then they gave him Batman v Superman, and that was the problem. I agree with you 100%.
Exactly what ruined it.
Yep, I agree 100%.
They took the long build that
journey Marvel did, the journey, yep.
And did like a 10-year, I don't know about 10 years, like maybe extended out to 8. You know, if it was at least longer than what it was, I think it would have been better. And
I
put
agree.
The focus on individual characters.
Absolutely.
Versus, just trying to jam as many characters in. Like, didn't they watch the Spider-Man movies?
Yeah.
Don't they know the Spider-Man movies get worse the more characters there
are
in there?
It's true.
Yep.
It's true, 100% true. Chet is also in the chat, and he says, I feel like Justice League had the potential, but it feels forced now. What I find...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I agree with Chet on that.
That guy is a genius.
Yeah, Chet's a genius. Yes.
I don't know if he's a genius.
He might not be. He sounds like one when he types.
He sounds like one
He sounds like one right now. He is right about
he
one
might
thing.
Be the enemy of the state.
The forced issue is something that I can completely agree with. But I will say this. In defense of Zack Snyder, I do think I think it's great that Zack has a chance to go back and finish what he started. I think that's great for any director. A lot of directors do it. Ridley Scott does it all the time. James Cameron does it all the time. Zack Snyder gets to finish
like
just well.
No way, like this.
Well, look. Let's be honest. Look at how different the Aliens movie that was in theaters and the Aliens movie that we got on video. How different that was. That Aliens director's cut is much better than the Aliens that was the theatrical film. So, I mean. Sure, I mean,
but it didn't get released back into you know.
It didn't get released back into theaters, but neither is Justice League. It's coming straight to HBO Max. So, I mean, for that,
which is essentially the same thing as coming to theaters, because we don't have theaters right now. Well, it's only going to HBO Max because that's the only option.
Yeah, I mean, there is some truth to that for sure. I think it's a good thing. I mean, it's off his this will be off his chest. I don't think Zack Snyder is going to get another bite at the apple when it comes to DC. I think this is it for him. I think they're moving on. They found a better way forward. They've got Shazam. They have Shazam. They've got Aquaman. They even have the mediocre Wonder Woman at this time, unfortunately.
Man, that's cold.
Yeah, sorry.
Mediocre Wonder Woman.
Dwayne Chiavicani is in the chat, and Dwayne says that he wants to see it. Well, Dwayne, you know what?
Yeah, I want to see it too.
Yeah, you know what?
I just want it done, so I don't have to care about it anymore.
Yeah. So Dwayne wants to see it. I do too. I hope it's good. I hope the new Justice League lives up to the hype. I mean, it is 4 hours, and I don't think it's going to live up to the hype per se. But just to be able to see it,
I've got some high hopes for it. The trailers, these trailers are.
I don't see how it can't live up to the hype. Like, he's already got all the customer feedback. We already know what was wrong with the first movie.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. No, it's a good point.
All he has to do is listen to the customer feedback, and
That's the other interesting thing is we're getting this movie. Like, how many years ago did the first one come out? Like
2017, I think. Yeah, 17.
Yeah, he's had 3 years of like what ifs play out, and like it will be very interesting to see this. Not to mention, the trailers just look great, hinting towards that he's, you know, it's, you know, taking the feedback to heart and whatnot.
Yeah, and it, like you said, I think that's good for him, and I think that ultimately is going to work in his favor. I will say that I think the only other thing that intrigues me other than the Joker is I like the Batman, the Ben Affleck Batman outfit with the jacket and the glasses and that
you know, coincidentally, that look has become like a new favorite comic look, and there's a new Batman series coming out. I think Andy Hubert's doing the art, but it's going to be called Batman the Detective, and he's going to be in that kind of trench coat over the bat suit. I know that.
Nice.
I do not like that.
Smoke cigars and
it's like having like a full super suit and then putting a trench coat over it. It's like, what is the point of that? But they, you know.
Dwayne says he likes Batman. Ben Affleck is Batman. I do too. I don't have an issue with that. I think unfortunately for Ben, he never had the opportunity to give us his Batman, because I think Zach kind of put him in this box of being this very dour Batman that never seemed to have character.
Oh, stop acting like it's this complex thing. We got Ben's Batman.
No, I think I don't. I don't think we did. I mean, when you look at Christian Bale,
he had a bad voice.
If you look at Christian Bale and Michael Keaton,
you see him in the costume. You hear him talking the bad voice.
No. We don't. I think he never got the ability to establish. He never got a full movie, and I don't think that was fair to Ben Affleck's Batman. I don't think, in my opinion. I don't think it was fair to him. So, once again, Dwayne chiming in. Well, he says, "I hope this movie throws off the Robert Pattinson Batman and throws Warner Brothers for another loop." The thing is that Robert Pattinson's Batman is already throwing the studio for a loop, because he's having a lot of troubles apparently keeping in shape for the Batman. Matt Reeves is kind of sick of this Batman. He's kind of over it. That's what they're saying. So this COVID thing has really thrown that Batman movie into a tizzy. So we don't know where this new Robert Pattinson Batman is going to be. So apparently he's not looking the fit part, according to the reports that are coming out of the studio as far as Batman goes, the Robert Pattinson.
I realized you needed to look fit. I thought you just throw on some mascara and you're done.
Apparently, he was not following he wasn't following Batman workout protocol, and the studio was not happy with him at all about it. So that's how that's going to work.
Just have him do the Michael Keaton thing and, you know, sleep upside down. And
yeah, maybe. Anyway, new Justice League trailer coming. Cannot wait to see it. And a new Justice League movie's coming.
A new trailer?
I'm very excited. Well,
can we just get a new trailer?
No, new Justice League movie is March 18th. So very exciting. Cannot wait for March 18th to check this out again, to watch the movie. Very excited for it. Dwayne Chiavacani said, if people really like Affleck Batman, we could get more Affleck Batman, which would be cool. It's possible. It is possible. We might be able to. Anyway, last news story of the day before we get out of here. I don't know if you guys knew this, but it's been a while since we've heard about it, but guess what, boys and girls? Rian Johnson's Star Wars trilogy project is still in the works at Disney. After Lucasfilm announced that Patty Jenkins was developing a Rogue Squadron film, there was talk that Rian Johnson's Star Wars trilogy project is still going to be made. With all the controversy surrounding The Last Jedi and all of the hate that it gets and from, I guess, purist fans, it is interesting that they're moving forward with Rian Johnson in that respect. So with his new trilogy, I don't know what he's going to be doing or what characters he's going to be touching upon, but Rian Johnson is going to get another opportunity to bring his version of Star Wars into the Lucasfilm universe.
Why not?
Listen.
Why not?
Hey, listen.
I mean, he's the Star Wars director that everybody enjoys, right?
Yeah. Is he?
Are you Isn't sure? he?
Are you sure?
I mean, when his movie came out, people couldn't stop talking about it. It was all the rage.
You're actually kind of right about that. It is all the rage. But anyway, Rian Johnson, the man who directed The Last Jedi, got a lot of vitriol for that.
The best of the new sequel
trilogies. Yeah, I'm sure there are tons of people that agree with you on that. 100%.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, so good luck to Rian Johnson. He's got other projects
in the comments.
He's got.
And we can discuss why it's the most talked about sequel in the new trilogy thing.
Well,
it's no one really cares about, but you guys.
Yeah, well, so, Rian Johnson is going to get another chance to do it, so good on him. We'll see how it works out and what time period in the Star Wars universe Rian Johnson gets to play with.
What he's going to ruin this time.
Hey, well, I think everybody's interested in what he's going to ruin because he did such a good job of ruining it last time.
It's such a thorough job.
Thorough job ruining it.
The last time.
Yeah,
they had to ruin the movie that followed his movie in order to course correct.
Yep. So listen, Kai, I need you to get Blu-ray releases on standby because I gotta tell you, I am. It is February, and of course, as you know, that not a lot of new games that are being released, but updates to games are being released of older games. I've been trying to do my best to play some of these games. One of the biggest games I'm playing right now is Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I'm about 63 hours.
Did you see Snake on the Nokia? Got updated. Amazing.
Yeah. I tell you something. I have to say that Assassin's Creed Valhalla, I'm 63 hours in. And it takes a while for it took a while for it to get going, but it's finally at a place where I'm actually enjoying it. So if you have not picked up AC Valhalla,
jumping off of high towers,
that's what they're doing. And speaking of games like with a Viking flair. There is a game that's on Steam that is all the rage right now. A lot of people are watching it, and it is a survival, kind of like a survival game set in a fantasy Viking universe called Valheim. So if you are interested, it is currently on Steam. It is a...
Man, all these Viking games like are all the rage now. Magic the Gathering released a set called Kaldheim, which is another Norse thing.
Yeah, it's a Valheim is a it's in still a, I think it's in beta right now, and
what's in beta?
Only now you're listening. Valheim is on Steam in beta, but there are a lot of people that gravitating to it, and they people are really enjoying Valheim. So you can check out the streams on Twitch, by the way, if you wanted to take a look at those. Apparently, Valheim is getting a lot of views on the likes of Twitch and YouTube and things like that. I've seen it. Valheim. It's a 1-player to 10-player game. It's got elements of Minecraft. It's got
1 to 10.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. It's a solo player or up to a 10-player game. It's an adventure game. It's an adventure survival game. So it's
Valheim.
Yeah, Valheim. Valheim. All right. Just in case you don't know. So
Valheim.
Mm-hmm. So you can check that out.
Repeat it again.
Yeah. Don't repeat it again.
Valheim.
Found it. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Ooh. All right, now it's my turn to look for it. Valheim.
No, it's not. We're good. Anyway, Kai?
Oh, yes.
It is Tuesday. So do we have any new releases this week, by the way?
I have to do it?
Yeah. Do you not want to do it? Because if you don't, I can always do it myself.
No, I just... I told you, Kai.
I told you you were the guy.
Wait.
And
so
you're like, I don't blame you.
First of all, fine, I'll look it up.
This is your moment, your moment to shine.
Okay, well, first off, we got the Blu-ray release of Good Burger.
The one everybody's been looking for, Good Burger with Kenan and Kel. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? Let's see.
We got the Blu-ray release of Lovecraft Country, the complete first season.
Mm. Ooh. Nice.
We got the Blu-ray release
of Alika likes Swordsman. Lovecraft Country.
Lovecraft Country was amazing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was that other one, Kai, you said?
The Swordsman.
Valheim.
Shut up.
Okay. This one's for G. We got the Blu-ray release of the 1936 San Francisco. Since he loves his old movies.
I do like old movies. Old man. I do like old movies.
The San Francisco, is it?
The San Francisco.
Oh, my goodness.
We got also... we also got Fear and the Rain comes out today.
Fear and the Rain.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Sinead O'Connor song.
Double release of The Net and The Net 2.0.
No, what? The Sandra Bullock movie?
Yeah.
It is, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I didn't know.
Was she in the sequel?
No.
I don't think she was.
No, she was not.
You know what's funny? It's so weird. My kids watch the weirdest movies, and they love... They've been watching multiple times. No, they love The Net. They love They love George of the Jungle 2, the one without Brendan Fraser. It's
already a superior, better version of it.
Wow, really?
It's so absurd. Actually, like I tend to start watching these things with them, and I'm watching it and just thinking how batshit crazy it is. It's like mental. But it's actually like kind of so crazy. It's good. The very first scene in the movie, they actually say Brendan Fraser. They're like, "Oh, we couldn't afford him." They literally say that.
Wow! I tell you what, they could afford him now.
It sounds like your children are a bad influence on you.
They definitely are. Like, they definitely feed my hunger for pop culture trash. Like, they...
They're watching crappy movies.
Yeah.
They're insisting on eating at Pokemon McDonald's.
No, that's me.
That is all him, isn't it? All right, what else is coming out?
We got a Blu-ray release of Arch Enemies.
Okay.
I don't know. We're
glossing over the whole Venet and Venet 2.
We are?
I feel like we should be diving deeper into the greatness that was those movies.
Nah, I think we're good. The first Net was great, but that's it.
During the time when internet things were far and in between.
Well, yeah, Net's good. Not Net Point.
Why are you not bringing it up on stream? That's what I want to know.
All right, well, listen. What else is coming out today?
Okay, fine. We have a Blu-ray release of The Cowboy's Way.
Oh, The Cowboy Way with... Oh, that's the one with Woody Harrelson and Kiefer Sutherland.
Is that the Brokeback sequel?
Good movie. Cowboy
Way. Woody Harrelson has a Cowboy very strong very chin.
Good. Cowboy Way is very good. You check it out.
Okay. We got the Blu-ray release of Random Acts of Violence.
Okay.
Blu-ray release of Baby Doll.
Okay.
Blu-ray release of A Call to a Spy. We also have a Blu-ray release of The Informer. And then Blu-ray release of Horizontal Lines. Okay, now for animation, this one's for Alika. We got the Blu-ray release of the complete second season of Harley Quinn.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
I got to watch season two already, but it was really good.
Okay. And then we got, let me see, the Blu-ray release of the Jetson movie. That came out today.
Cool. That was, when that first came out, that was a great, as a kid, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And then let me see. I think there's another one. What does this page have? And I don't know if you guys this, but have you ever heard of... Oh, wait. The Very Excellent Mr. Dundee? He made a movie again?
That is the sequel to... that's the last film in the Crocodile Dundee series, yes.
So he's Dundee, so yeah.
Oh. Yeah. No. Jesus. He's in the movie. He's playing Paul Hogan. But the reason why the film is a kind of a sequel, mock sequel to the originals, is because that's the only way anybody knows him. So he's just expressing that. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Well, that's just weird. And finally, for two animes, I'm probably going to point out JoJo's Bizarre Adventure season
part five, wait for season part six.
Screw you, format.
Anyways, okay. What's the other anime, dude? People are waiting.
And then My Hero Academia Season 4 Part 2.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Heroic that's all your Academia. Blu-ray releases, hard media for this week. But just to give you guys a quick look, I want to share with you this because exclusively to Digital, if you wanted to take a look here, let me just do this. If you wanted to take a look, I figured you guys would want to look at this.
I don't want to look at your selection of porn.
No, I think you just might.
No, I don't want to. I want to see your curation of it.
Let's see. Let's do this. Let's do this. And let's do this. There we go. Hey, why is it doing this to me?
I don't know. You're the one who has control over this. You should have figured this out by now.
I did already. I don't know why it's giving me problems. But anyway, today, exclusively digital, okay? Mm. If you don't know, there it is. Bingo. Got it. Boom. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. You guys are looking at the digital version of Mila Jovovich in Monster Hunter, which hits digital today. Okay.
I really didn't hear anything too bad about it, so it must be fine.
I did not either.
I wanted to see that in the theater.
It would have been nice, but unfortunately that did not happen. So Monster Hunter.
No, it did. It did came out. I found out it was consolidated.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, but it was only for 1 week.
Oh wow, crazy.
Yeah, by the time I heard we got it, like it was already late. It was already too late.
Well, yeah, Mila Jovovich is back, and we can watch her in Monster Hunter. I didn't hear any bad things about it, really, just yet, but I hope it's enjoyable and silly and fun, and I can't wait to visit Monster Hunter.
As a fan of the series, I really hope that they don't take themselves too serious.
Yeah. All I know is that they took out something for the Chinese release of the movie, and that was it.
That's all we know.
Everything else is basically quiet.
Yeah, so... you can get that now digitally. It comes out in 2 weeks in hard media if you did want a copy of it for Blu-ray. So you can check that out there as well. But anyway.
Watch party. Me and Format.
Yeah, you and Format can do a watch party. For sure. I'm sure you guys could pull that off. Anyway.
Sounds good.
Listen. No other news today. Next week, we'll do one more episode of WandaVision. If any other new and exciting news come up in the nerd culture space, we'll let you know. Any new games or movies or television shows that we're watching, we'll let you know as well next week. And hopefully...
Not Batwoman.
Hopefully, we'll get... I haven't even touched on Batwoman yet. Maybe we'll talk about that next week because, yeah, that show is tanking badly in the ratings. Hopefully next week...
The new Batwoman?
Yes, yeah. Season 2.
The ratings have not been good.
It's been tanking very, very badly.
I think that whole CW Arrowverse is not doing too well. Like, a lot of stuff has been announced, canceled, has been getting cut off.
That's unfortunate.
The CW Arrowverse, I think, is slowly coming apart, although... One thing that we are getting more of is more Supergirl, and we're also getting more.
Supergirl's done.
Oh, really? I thought they signed on for more.
I heard they swapped it out for Lois and Clark.
Yeah,
Lois and Clark is done. They canceled it after one season, I think.
It hasn't even come out. Superman and Lois is the name of the show.
Lois and Clark, part two.
Yeah, Lois and Clark. Was the one with the Japanese Superman, Dean Cain.
No.
Okay.
He's...
All right. Dean Cain is Japanese. His mom is Japanese, so don't even.
But you remember the racial draft skit from Chappelle's Show?
Yeah.
The Japanese gave him back to the MAGA hats.
Superman and Lois did premiere on the CW to some decent ratings and decent reviews. Just in case anybody doesn't know about the CW show, Superman and Lois is about Superman and Lois, if you can believe it.
Well, duh. Yeah.
Word?
The other CW stuff that's kind of going on right now is Black Lightning. Mm-hmm. That is getting a spinoff show.
Yeah.
Yeah, with his daughters.
Yeah. But getting back to the thing, Superman and Lois is about Superman and Lois moving back to Smallville with their two kids. And it's an interesting dynamic. They're waiting, and in this show, and this is what I find fascinating about the show. I'm fascinated with it because apparently they're waiting to see if their kids get the dad's powers. So it's a very fascinating
Who's
show.
Does Superman throw him off a roof?
I hope he does.
I hope he does too. I hope he throws him off a roof like how you're supposed to throw your kids in the pool. I hope so. I hope that's how it works.
I hope he throws it off while we hear the song. Mm-hmm. I believe I can fly.
I'm hoping that since he's in Smallville, I hope that he buys a rifle and shoots it at his kid's chest to see if he is a man of steel. That's the way it would work.
If you're a true father figure, you shoot it in their penises. With a BB.
What?
He's got a point. I remember when my dad shot me in the penis.
Anyway.
Makes a man out of you.
Oh, man. We are out of time, boys and girls.
And you've been going to McDonald's ever since.
I'm gonna try and watch Superman and Lois because it does look interesting. Of course, the Superman
I had a question I was going to ask you guys. And now that we're all talking about the CW stuff, did any of you check out the new Walker series?
The what? Walker, Texas Ranger? I have not.
The Walker, Texas Ranger series?
Oh, but, my God, really?
But you know what, though? What I have read, though, is that it's getting some very good reviews, and people are actually liking it. So,
is Chuck Norris in this? That's all
you know. You know what the problem is? Is that people actually like the original, and they were not the brightest bulbs in the bunch. It just gotta.
You know what's funny
Would you say that to Chuck Norris's face? Would you say
there is something? I would say that to Chuck Norris's face. He's like 80.
He still kick your ass.
He'll beat your ass.
No, he wouldn't. He's very slow. He's old.
He's more in shape than you.
It's true.
I am more worried about talking about Charles Bronson, and he's dead.
That's true. Okay? Wow.
So get off the
chuckle. I don't think you give Total Gym enough credit.
Credit. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, that man's still living. What I'm saying is
the original sucked. Chuck Norris did martial arts very slowly on that show. It was like watching Steven Seagal. It was very
How dare exciting. You?
I hate martial arts movies with old
way martial arts. Get out.
Watch an episode of Texas Walker, Texas Ranger. Mr. Texas Walker, Dr. Ranger.
Ranger.
Wow.
Can you imagine actually watching a full on fast throw around kick and then try to follow that? Wow. We didn't have the equipment back then to chase people down.
It's just apparent by watching that show that they had a TV budget. Like Chuck Norris is like, "Oh, you're paying me TV money? I'm gonna do all this crap at half speed." Go rewatch the show. It's not these cool action scenes. You're not like, oh man, whoa. He was like,
TV budget. That's like,
he's slowly raising his leg above the knee, maybe, and then spinning slowly. And the bad guy is standing there waiting for it to get hit so he can fall down. Yeah. It's not that great.
And here's the thing about
you do that in jeans, okay? And then come back.
No, well, here's the thing is that the Walker, Texas Ranger, the way Chuck Norris had made his original, they were very family oriented. So the violence and whatever happened in the shows weren't
that was second to story.
So he had it was a very family oriented show, and that was at Chuck's doing. So it got its own. It ended up getting its own legs, and people liked it. But Jared Padalecki's
the Padalecki series is good. That's what heard.
No, I was reading that the Padalecki series is good. There's a lot less of the chop sake stuff.
What the hell did you just say,
dude?
Oh yeah, you are so you are done.
All right, listen. Is it
only half
Filipino? What was I supposed to say? Kung Fu-y? I don't know. What the?
No,
whoa, yes. Whoa, dude.
Stop talking, bro.
Okay. Anyway.
You talking about martial arts is worse than watching Chuck Norris do martial arts on Walker, Texas Ranger, okay?
Apparently, there is, in this new Walker, Texas Ranger, it has a little more detective feel with family, issues on the side, and no more.
It's not great.
I don't know. I was reading that it was.
He hasn't thrown a kick once.
No, that's the thing, is that there's...
He doesn't even have a beard.
He doesn't. Number one. Number two. There is none of the. There's no kung fu in the film in the show. There's no martial arts apparently. So this is a very different. Yeah, this is a very different take. So we shall see. We definitely shall see. Anyway, it's about that time.
Walker, Texas Walker, Nurse Doctor Walker. I like
the curse of Walker, Texas.
The curse of Walker, Texas Ranger. All right.
I'm going to look at the range between Walker, Texas.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's for the shits and giggle.
It is about the time to break forth the rhythm and the rhyme. And it is time for us to bid you all an aloha this evening.
I don't know what's worse. You talking about martial arts or you pretending to rap?
I wasn't pretending. That's what I do. Ladies, Bruce. Gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for joining us this evening. You know what?
Okay, this man's face. I can't believe it now. I can't take him seriously.
It's hard.
Is it butter? It's like butter, right? I can't believe it's not butter. I can't believe it's this man's face.
Before we get out of here, Joel did bring up a good point. So you hated Kung Fu with David Carradine. I was not a fan.
I didn't. I actually liked Kung Fu with David Carradine. I just think Chuck Norris was past his prime in that show. He was not entered like, and when watching even middle aged Steven Seagal wasn't that entertaining to me in martial arts movies. I don't know. Like, if you're gonna be in a movie, if they're paying you millions of bucks, you better be hauling ass. You better be like fast as lightning, brother.
I like the way you put that. It's too bad Alika wasn't on set to let them know that.
That's how I like my kung fu fighting. I like it fast as lightning. So,
thanks a lot, Paul Douglas. Appreciate your input on that. Anyway, we are out of time.
I just can't take him seriously.
Yeah,
this is that face. The jawline is strong.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
You can see that.
Next week, we got more WandaVision. We'll talk about more movies.
More,
we'll talk about Walker, Texas Ranger with Jared Padalecki.
Walker.
Yeah, we'll do that as well. So we're out of time. Have a wonderful
strong
week.
Jawline.
Yeah, we'll do what we can. We'll see if we can get a Superman and Lois review in Walker,
maybe,
Texas Ranger, maybe.
Uh-huh.
We'll see. We shall see. Anyway,
roundhouse kicks go.
We're out of time. Have a wonderful week, boys and girls. And until next time, for my good people, Foreman, Kai, and of course, Alika.
Banana.
IMG Money. Till next time, peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We'll see you right back here on the Nerd Watch next time. Aloha.